You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, so what are we talking about today, Mike?
Bro, today we actually going to be introducing... Well, we gave them a little preview if they watched last week, but we're about to introduce everything that goes into the Next Level Living Conference. And I'm really excited about the fact that we're doing that this week because a lot of times people only hear our excitement about the conference when a conference is coming up. This ain't promotion. This is us literally giving you the inside scoop on what happens inside the preparation and how it finally gets executed. And to be honest, Jay, we probably not going to get this done in one episode. So let's just brace for two episodes. Let's see how it goes.
Let's see.
Because
I'll say this.
I got questions.
You know, it all starts initially with the vision. Mm-hmm. When we first launched our Speakers Academy, it was in the middle of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. I wasn't traveling as much, so I had time to record the content, to build out the course. So we went for probably maybe 6, 7, 8 months. Sunday calls. The energy was just amazing.
Speaking of energy, I remember thinking, you want to yawn and get it out so that we can get back to our excitement?
And the energy was, it was real good. Is that what it was?
It just seemed like he was bringing on a yawn. I just didn't want you to say that while talking about energy.
Did I yawn?
You fought it. You won.
You just called me out and brought distraction.
No, but the weapons have start prospering.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what it was. Them two donuts. Shout out to Publix donuts. Warmed up for about 8 seconds. It's you, Nicole. You did it, Nicole.
This is the second appearance on the
show. I had two of them suckers. So I knew we had to get together. So we had our first event, the E-Complex. You remember that. That was an iconic one. And it felt so good to be with all the people that we had been building with, you know what I'm saying, for the past 7, 8 months. So I knew, like, we need to have another really big conference. And so we did the other one at that Loudermilk downtown, which was crazy. But, of course, we got to go to that new level. Mm-hmm. And I envisioned the Marriott Marquis. I was like, man, we got to go to the Marriott Marquis. Mm-hmm. This would be crazy. But I wasn't sure if it was going to work out. So I was like, if we got to go with Hyatt or we got to go with some other hotel, I just know it's going to be one of these dope hotels downtown. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of started with first the vision of the conference, an opportunity for us to come together. I speak life over our community. I train them. We have other speakers and presenters to give them games so they know what to go back and apply in their lives to be not just successful speakers, but also husbands, wives, moms, dads, entrepreneurs as a whole. So it was a very holistic event. And so a lot of stress, a lot of pressure, you know, but that was the overall vision of the conference.
Okay. So how is this conference different from last year's conference when it comes to the amount of control you had over everything going on? Because, you know, you speak a lot about releasing to receive. And this conference, I feel like a lot of people were in place to be able to allow you to release control over having to be in everything so that your message, it was so powerful. It was more powerful this year, in my opinion, than it was last year. Hmm. But how did you get to that point? And like, you know, who were the people that were able to help you even get there?
So hands down, kind of piggybacking, following up on last week's conversation when I broke down the core four with Chris and Nicole, man, they were super instrumental because they really ran the point. Mm-hmm. And they were a part of all the meetings from the venue to the budget to the food, the speakers, the consultant we brought on. Like, they literally was like throughout the whole process, kind of taking the journey with us. And then Nicole is always behind the scenes with the sound tech people to make sure production-wise is smooth. Chris more so with the people on the grounds with me backstage. So it was just smooth. But even getting to it, they were a part of a lot of preparation. And quick testimony.
Yeah.
Is I wanted the Marriott Marquis because I saw the pictures online and I was like, man, this venue would be perfect. When I went and first visited there and looked at the atrium and looked at the lights, it looked like something futuristic. I was like, man, this is where I would like it to be. But I was thinking like, this is going to be at my price point. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. It got money anyway. Mm-hmm. I had the bread. God was like, bro, this is my money. Like, stop playing. It's literally sitting in the account right now. You don't have to wait for ticket sales to pull the trigger on this. Like, why are you even being weird? So I was just like, okay. But it was so many other venues that we were kind of meeting with. And I wasn't hearing from nobody with the Marriott. Then when I finally got somebody on the phone, I'm talking to this lady. And, you know, some of the other venues we had didn't really have the dates we wanted. But they had really good pricing. And I was just like, man, it's not working out. I could go here. I could go here. They don't have the dates we want, but they have the price. It's within the budget, but I'm just like, I don't know if that's going to work. So I call the Marriott one more time. I get on the phone with this lady. I'm like, hey, Jeremy Anderson with the Jeremy Anderson Group. We're having our annual Next Level Speakers Conference. We're talking about some stuff. She's like, well, we got this ballroom. We got that ballroom. And it seats a lot of people. I mean, this is where we have the mayor's ball. I was like, okay, great. Well, what's your budget? And I was just like, excuse me? Like, the energy was 100% before I even waste my time and give you all this energy. Like, do you even have the budget? That's what it was. You know what I'm saying? And I lost it a little bit.
She tried it. She tried it.
And I felt like she was almost like, she was talking to me like she was like my auntie. She was a, you know what I'm saying, older black lady. And I snapped.
Could she tell that you was black on the phone?
Absolutely. Yeah, you could tell. Yeah, you could tell I was black. You know what I'm saying? And I felt the way. So I said, ma'am, let me ask you a question. Just like that. Like, I was pissed. Tracy was driving. Chris and Nicole was in the back of the truck. We had just left from the Hyatt. I said, let me ask you a question. If I was a 50-year-old white man calling you about some company, you know what I'm saying, my company that I want to have an event, would you ask me the same question? She was like, yes, I would, sir. And I'm appalled that you would even think. I'm like, but that energy, I'm just surprised.
Yeah.
Like, that's not even professional. Then she was like, well, I wouldn't want to waste your time if it does. I'm like, but that's not how we operate.
Yeah.
We've called so many other places. So we just got off on a bad foot.
Yeah.
And I remember getting off the phone thinking like, man, I just probably botched that. But then she ended up following back up with me. I called her again. We had some more conversations. She sent a quote. We went to the visit. And this person that we was bumping heads ended up calling her auntie.
No way.
That's yeah. Wild. And ended up building a crazy relationship. And then her and the staff was just very accommodating. We built out our VIP area, the seating, the stage, the tail, like everything I envisioned, they went above and beyond to bring that thing to life.
Was this the lady that was bringing you special snacks?
Nah, that was another lady. Oh, that was the red coats.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
You got a girlfriend?
No, wait.
Tracy?
No.
No.
Tracy's forever.
She gave the snacks to Tracy.
Who's on the side bringing Jeremy snacks?
She gave the snacks to Tracy.
Okay, so Tracy, my girl got a girlfriend.
But she made it.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Right.
I'm just making sure because if the snacks ain't been brought to Tracy, we don't get snacks.
Oh, for sure.
Okay,
for
only
sure.
Girl bringing Jay snacks that we approve of is Nicole. That's it. Right. That's the only rider
and Ebony.
On the side. Okay.
And Ebony.
That's facts. And Sophie.
And Sophie.
Okay. But you hear what
and
I'm saying.
Jewel.
But Jewel don't even get a recognition. She knows she got the green
Jewel light. Jewel done ate the snacks before they even got to me.
She's not even waiting on permission. Jewel going to get what she needs to get.
For
you know,
sure.
She a child of the king.
So, you know, it's crazy, man, to see how it all worked out. But if I can be honest with y'all know how some leaders and some people be like, yeah, I knew this, I knew that. Man, that wasn't me. Like, I really had really high anxiety over the conference because it was such a big investment. You're talking about spending hundreds of thousands of dollars, way more than, you know, like a lot of money. You know, you're talking about like ticket sales, are people going to come in town?
Yeah.
Then there was another speaker conference around the same time. Guess who was having it? E.T. The big homie.
Yeah.
The mentor.
Yeah.
Is also having a speaker conference, training people on how to be speakers. Watch this. In the same city.
Yeah.
It's not even like his was in Detroit, mine was in Atlanta. People trying to, they both in Atlanta, and it's not even a month apart. It's a week apart. And his event
coming back from his,
his
right
event
when
was first. So it's like, you know, you whoever draws blood first, and his tickets were less than mine. So I'm thinking like, how do I compete with ass that says, come be trained by the number one motivational speaker in the world? I'm like, check, they got that. The tickets are less than ours. Mm-hmm. It's before ours. I'm just thinking like, same weekend, I mean the weekend before ours, but then God was just like, son, stop. Like, who put this in your spirit?
Right.
Like, I can bless both of y'all. I'm gonna do what I gotta do through ET's conference. I'm gonna do what I gotta do through your conference. He was like, I'm big enough guy for both of y'all. You know what I'm saying? And I felt so convicted, like, man, you right. God was like, I'm finna bless their conference, and I'm gonna bless yours. Like, that's how big I am. Don't you put me in some box. I'm not one of your friends just trying to figure out whose birthday party I'm going to go to. I'm finna show up and be present at both of them. You know what I'm saying?
But did you let that live in you? Or did you still have anxiety?
So, I let that live in me, but then there was still other anxieties.
Okay.
It, you know what I'm saying? Because it was compounding. It's just like, still got this big venue. We have all these hotel rooms we got to pay for. And people don't, you know what I'm saying, pull up. And they are these speakers, and there's so much planning. And is the in return going to be like what is? It was just a lot.
Yeah. Okay. And, so I talked to Chris, and Chris was saying like at one point he saw you pacing like at the house, just like here, just pacing. So what was that like? What was that? What was going on?
So we were meeting every day at the house. Now we have our work days at the house is like Monday through Wednesday, but at that time we were meeting every day at the house. Mm-hmm. All day planning and preparing for it and then handling all the other business entities. And so one day I was pacing a bit. You just kind of just, it's just a lot. Mm-hmm. And so you're just doing stuff. And I did find myself pacing. And then he was like, hey, me and Nick want to talk to y'all in a little bit. I was like, okay, bet. So it's like after lunch, they set us down upstairs on the couch. And they was like, we want to just let you know something. We're good.
And I love them, dog.
That is right.
They different. I was just like,
excellent.
What
a smile.
He was just like, we good. He was like, all this energy, all this nervous energy, all this. He said, let me be clear. This conference will be a success. We don't want to see y'all walking around here with long faces stressed out. He said, we're literally having conversations. We're not questioning if the conference is going to be successful. We're questioning how successful. Hmm. We're questioning how much abundance are we going to experience.
KPI's looking like.
He was just like, so that whole energy of, oh no, Chris and Nicole quit their jobs. He's like, bro, we in for the long haul. Yeah. We ain't going nowhere. Oh, bro, I'm thinking like, my allergies. Why my allergies kicking in? I look at Tracy, her eyes all watery. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? And man, him and Nicole was like, yep. He was like, babe, are we tripping? She's like, nope. He was like, didn't we talk about this? She's like, yep. He's like, are they tripping? She's like, yeah. I'm just like, man. And so I cannot explain the weight that was lifted off of us. They was like, bro, we good. Even if the conference was a flop, we ain't going nowhere, bro. We build it for life. Yeah. He was like, but we know it's not going to be a flop because y'all are favored by God. And so it's just a question of how much abundance. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to try to see if we make it to the promised land. It's like, man, what are all the different things going to be once we get there? Yeah. And just to hear that from them, which is like, bro, don't be concerned about like nothing. Like, we good. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to put no extra pressure and anxiety on you. I was like, yo, this is different. And so that kind of freed me up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then freed Tracy. And then there was a shift. Yeah. And then I started getting excited about it. It's like, who motivates the motivator, bro? Like, sometimes you need that person in your ear, especially when you're telling everybody else, you got this, let's go, you good. You need that person that could be in your ear that's like, hey, you got this, let's go, you good. Shift took place. Yeah. And then the rest was history from there, you know what I'm saying? Mm.
You was talking about the lady earlier who was giving you a little slack on the phone, and then it turned into auntie. Do you remember the moment? Or like the transition, like, was there just a humbling on both of y'all? Did she see how much money you had? Like, what was it that allowed her to just be graceful with you or to be her best in terms of customer service or spirit? Like, what happened?
So when I got off the phone, you know, Chris and Nicole, they my counsel. So Nick was like, yeah, that wasn't cool. Chris was like, yeah, but he was kind of both. He was like, we don't want to bite the hand that could possibly feed us. But at the same time, he was like, but that does need to be addressed. And so when I follow back up with her, because I think she asked for some information or something, but I was like, we'll talk again. But when I follow back up with her, I had more of a not as frustrated tone. I was kind of cool. Like, hey, miss, just following back up with you, blah, blah, blah. We are available to come by this day. And then her tone was a bit more pleasant and it was a lot more professional. And then I realized in the spirit, like, she was convicted. She was convicted. She knows that if the VP of that hotel had been listening to the call, they would have said, that was, you know, you, that tone you took was not like, okay, I would love to work with you. So let's talk about your budget and what are your needs? It was, I mean, what's your budget? It was a stark difference. And so I think, like, because me addressing that, I was letting her know, like, I ain't no punk in business.
Right.
Like, if we gonna do business, there has to be a mutual respect.
Absolutely.
And then, man, we met together. But here's the crazy thing. God's so good. God'll take away good to give you great. Not only was their venue our top choice, but the price that she gave us, she blessed us.
Really?
The price that she gave us was cheaper than all the other venues. And it was our actual spot that we wanted.
Come on,
yes.
Man. Come on.
Bro.
And it had the dates.
And it had the dates.
Levels.
And so I'm thinking, like, and then it had a whole banquet hall right next to us. So the banquet, the big boy we had three or five different banquet halls in one. We just had three together, but it was two other ones that wasn't empty. They were empty. They ended up letting us use that for VIP and for the dinner and for enrollment center. I wanted to build out a VIP area for some of my friends and speakers. They built up that and had the furniture come in. Like, they just did so much stuff that typically they should not do. But it, you know what I felt? I felt the spirit of everybody at the Marriott was rooting for us.
Wow.
I felt the spirit of... Wow. Man, this our little bro and his company, and we all committed 100%. Wow. We all committed to making sure this thing is as successful as it needs to be.
So that had to happen.
It had to happen.
It had to.
What part are you referring to?
That friction in the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because
I went there.
It's like they went above and beyond, not even just to make up for that, but to say, you know what, this is not who I am in this role. Like, I'm going to over-deliver. In this sense, because I underdelivered the first time we spoke to each other, and so
I think that's
it had
dope
to happen.
And I took from that there's a character shift or a look at on both parties. Even though Jay was offended, he was open to counsel, and like you said, Chris was torn.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like they agreed that it shouldn't have happened, but Chris was torn. Like, well, we also don't want to bite the hand that feeds us, and so from that, Jeremy, even while being offended, checked himself so that his energy could be good and pleasant as if that never happened going into the next thing, which matched her energy. Because even sometimes if you feel away, if somebody comes in checking themselves, but they feel attacked again, it's easy to snap back into what they are defensively.
For sure.
So it almost, I feel like it had to happen to where Jay couldn't even speak on the offense and had to come with a humble spirit twice, which is vulnerable enough to let yourself get played again if you're not in the spirit. But the fact that he came with that energy, it was perfect for what God was trying to do. And I feel like sometimes God tests us. What does Jay always say? God will only bless you with what he can trust you with. And he had to make sure he could trust Jay with this avenue, because a lot of times when I think about God will give you the desires of your heart, he already has planned for you what you're praying for.
Right.
But if he will never give you the blessing if you don't acknowledge the person who's the blesser of what he's giving you. And so you have to check yourself even while being offended to even get to a space where you could even be ready for the blessing he was giving you. Right. There's so many layers to that. I think that's crazy.
It's deep. And the inner, like the shift in energy.
Yeah.
And when I got off the phone, I was kind of praying like, If it ain't this venue, it's another venue. Like something, it wasn't a question if it was gonna work out.
Yeah.
Somewhere gonna work out.
Right.
We finna have this conference in somebody's downtown in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying, hotel.
Yeah.
But then when we begin to talk, and then this is how I knew God was with us. When she gave us the initial quote, it was better than others, but some of the other things in our budget was adding up. And I was like, oh, that number I gave you, that was after taxes. Because they do like a plus plus, like 20%, then another 20%. She was like, oh, so that number you gave me. I said, yeah, that was after taxes. I got to figure some things out. She said, no. Then she says, just tell me what it needs to be. I said, oh, you coming with that energy?
Oh, my God.
I was just like, bet. So it just worked out.
The person selling you the venue is asking you what you're willing
Listen
to pay.
Listen to me. I'm talking about the favor of God, bro. The favor of God. And then, you know, afterwards, you know, we sent edible arrangements and fruit baskets and all that stuff just to love on
I'm
them.
I'm so
say
glad
thank
you said arrangements after that.
Because I was sitting there like, oh, edibles? Jay, you next level for real. We in that. Hey, Crystal done came from Cali with a package, didn't she? Uncle Snoop done gave him some what? Some what?
The fruit, the fruit basket.
He said, yeah, so you know for that we had to send her some edible arrangements.
Okay, that was fruit.
Yeah, but not it, man, it turned out to be exactly how, you know, I envisioned. But it was something else where I just sat back and was like, yo, God, why did I ever question in the first place? But I needed that word from Chris and Nicole. Like, if we would have hired on that one lady that ran that cancer treatment center, she wouldn't have had that spiritual girth to say, hey, I sense your anxiety is high. Let's pray on it. We good. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I see why Tracy might not have necessarily seen that. She was just like, this person ain't quite it. Yeah. So I see why God was like, nope, I'm going to withhold good to give you great and anointed. And it's going to be two of them. You know what I'm saying? And so to have that conversation, like, that's when I felt the shift. And at that point, my energy was like, psh, I ain't tripping on ticket sales. Yeah. If it's 200 people show up, we finna bless 200 people. If 800 people show up, we finna bless 800 people. And at that time, I was like, I'm released of, are we going to hit these numbers? Are we going to, I was like, hey, you know what? I got to a point, because we oftentimes we say like, yo, this not my money, it's God's money. It's not my life, it's God's life through me. I literally was like, hey, God, if we don't hit the hotel numbers, you know, they be having like a minimum when you buy out the hotel. I was like, if we don't hit those numbers, and we ended up owing the hotel $30,000, whatever, psh, that's your bread. I was like, that's your bread. If you're gonna have them take this $30,000 from me, God, you taking $30,000 from the company, you taking $30,000 from Jackson and Jewel. If they take that money and I gotta give that to them, that's less than you gave that. You wanna give that to them, God, or you wanna give that to us? That's the energy I had. So I was like, if you do choose to give it to them and we don't hit our numbers and we gotta write a big check, you're gonna have to replace it. But I was like, yo, it's your money anyway. So even my energy just shifted. Where I was like, God hasn't, when we talk about God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, I was like, yo, I'm feeling fear. And God's like, yeah, bro, that ain't my spirit.
Yeah.
So you tripping right now.
And Chris addressed that to you too.
He addressed
right?
it. So I had to release. Because that whole theme, the common theme for that conference and for this year, all of 2022 was released so that we could receive.
Yeah.
And so I had to release the anxiety. I had to release the depression. I had to release the fear. I had to release, what if this ain't gonna work out? Here we go. I had to release the control. You know what I'm saying? And I had to relinquish trust, you know what I'm saying, that everything was gonna work out. Trust that Nicole had what she had to go on. Trust that Chris had his team in place. Trust that Tracy had her folks in place. Trust that the hotel was gonna work out. Trust that God was gonna have whoever was supposed to be there was gonna be there. So God was like, the dollar bill saying, God, we trust. Not in Elon Musk, not in our government, you know what I'm saying? Not in your decision making, in God we trust. Now, I ain't saying our country necessarily operates like that, but that's what the dollar bill says. So God
just
was
a
like,
reminder before you even handed her your bread. God was like, who you trusting with this? Before I even give you a dollar, look down and tell me who you trusting with this.
In God we trust.
That's different.
Yeah.
That's
different. And that's this week. We got to do a part two.
Yeah.
I talk
we'll
for
do
sure,
a part two.
Sure.
So next week, we'll break down what took place. And I'm just going to give y'all a cliff note.
I'm about to say, give them something, Jay.
When we give them a cliff note?
You got to give them something.
Let me give you a cliff note so that y'all know y'all got to listen to next week. During my opening message of my speech, this is a 3-day conference. On day one, after the first hour, we ended up signing up 30 people to get baptized.
Well, do you do baptisms at the thing?
I didn't plan on it.
Okay, that's
but
enough.
God's plan.
All right, that's enough. Ooh,
come here, Drizzy.
Trying to keep it peaceful in the jungle.
Hey, all
right, yeah. Well, hey, right. We'll see y'all next week
next
for
week.
Part two on the Mighty Move of God.
Let's go, y'all.
Let's go.
I'm on another level. I'm on another level. I'm on another level.